Philip Semple, PA Dr. D, Surgeon Care to this day, this 09/11/2023, dictation S4. Bic Nguyen. Nguyen spells N-G-U-Y-E-N. Bic spells B-I-C-H. Date of birth is 08/15/1964. This is a 59-year-old female here with throat pain and swollen lymph nodes, period. Patient said this has been going on for starting yesterday. Came in today because of increased pain, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 6 of 10, increased with swallowing, period. The pain is non-radiating, it's confined to her throat and the left anterior neck region, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. Diabetes type 2. Next fact, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, heart murmur. Next paragraph, medication, hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol, atorvastatin, aspirin, irbesartan. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, diabetes. Next paragraph, surgeries, carpal tunnel repair. Next paragraph, please remove the diabetes from her history. That's only in family history. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 95% of room air. Blood pressure, 133/80. Pulse, 82. Respiration, 18. Temperature, 97.7. Period. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, correction, still neck. Tender lymph nodes on the left anterior cervical triangle. Next paragraph, ear, left ear effusion is present in her left, behind her left TM. TM is erythematous and dull. There's no tragal tug. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous, endematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Next line, no exudate present. Next line, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with murmurs, grade 2 systolic murmur, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles, eboli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears the weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert, oriented times, three cranial nerves, two times normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute lymphadenitis. Number two, acute pharyngitis. Number three, acute left otitis media. Number four, acute left ear pain, period. Next paragraph, patient refused testing for strep or COVID. She was sent home with the following medication. Amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 PO, BID. For 10 days, number. Number 20, next medication. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN for pain, number 30. She was advised to increase fluids. To come back to the clinic if worse. To go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. She was given opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.